诸佛菩萨、师父上人、各位法师、各位善知识，我是施果桥。今晚轮到我在这里跟大家结法缘。今年是我第二次较长的时间留在万佛城的机缘。平常能跟去年一样在有机农场当义工，今年有更多的机会在此跟各位莲友同修结法缘，甚至有机缘能够及时的临场跟个别有缘的同修互相勉励。希望大家在菩提道业上今年比去年更有进展，更有成就。今晚就以如何信愿往生与大家来分享心得。
Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Venerable Master, All Dharma Master and Dharma Friends, I am Paul Shi. Tonight is my turn to create Dharma affinity with everyone. This is the second time I'm staying at CDDB for a longer period. Like last year, I spent most of my days as a volunteer at the organic farm. This year, I have more opportunities to create Dharma affinities with fellow cultivators, and also opportunities to have spontaneous exchanges with fellow cultivators with whom I have affinities. I hope everyone will make more progress and have success on Buddha path this year. Tonight, my topic is how to develop faith and vows for rebirth in the Pure Land.
我们万佛圣城虽然师父上人立下所谓的禅教律密境五宗并弘的一个道场，但是呢，我在我的皈依证上面发现了师父上人题名栏的两边呢有两行的对联，写着皈依三宝观自在，信愿九品念弥陀。哦，这是第一点。另外呢，我在前几天在大殿里面听到师父上人开示《法华经》，也就是礼拜一的这个《法华经》上面也提到有四五种的修行的方式呢，就也是跟对治的我们众生烦恼习气的根器的修行法门。那师父上人特别指出，末世的业障重的众生就应该专修念佛法门。师父还念了一句南无阿弥陀佛，这样就说就对了。我就说发现了师父也这样提示我们，我也发现在我们这个道场呢，虽然我们五宗并弘，但是呢修净土的同修呢其实也不少。更有一些同修呢连友问我说，你曾经参加过很多的亲友往生的助念，但是呢你是不是有观察到当他们这些人往生的确实往生到西方极乐世界去吗？那我总是认为我们念佛的人就应该真诚的希望普天下同念佛人都能够满愿往生极乐世界，无论他们临终是否一知实质，或者是有什么瑞相我们有没有瑞相等等，我们都应该祝愿他们都能够往生极乐世界。可是呢，我们事实上看起来好像每个人都有机会，但是都没有把握这个是为什么呢？就是我们认为每一个人都应该会有机会，但是都没有这个把握呢。其实我们都知道，只要真正的发愿往生，一定能够往生。因为据我观察跟觉知呢，发现了一个通则，就是说神通抵不过业力，业力呢又抵不过愿力。可是很多人由于心智，我们一般我们众生的习性，心智怯弱，易善易失，习性刚强难调难伏是地藏经这么样的告诉我们这众生的习性口是心非发口愿的多，真正行愿的少之又少。所以呢，最后临终的时候，在舍报的时候，常常会随着个人的业力，或者随着大众的共业呢，就流转轮回去了并没有真正发心愿意往生。
Although the Venerable Master found CTDB as a place to practice and spread all five schools, Chan meditation teachings precept esoteric and pure land. But on my certificate for taking refuge, I discovered that there was a couplet where the master signed his name. The first line of this matching couplet went like this: in taking the three refuges, one contemplate at ease. This is like a Guanyin Bodhisattva. The second line was: with faith and vow to be born in the ninth grade in the pure land, one recites Amitabha Buddha's name. Also, when the Venerable Master's lecture on the Dharma Flower Sutra was prayed recently, recent Monday evening lecture, he pointed out several Dharma doors for curing harmful habits. In particular, he says that people with heavy bad karma should recite the Dharma door of practice, the Dharma door of mindfulness of Buddha. And the Venerable Master also recite Namo Amitabha, Amitabha Buddha. He says that it was just like that. I have also found that many people here practice the Pure Land Dharma door. Many fellow cultivators ask me, having attended quite a few Amitabha recitation for the deceased, could I observe and figure out whether they were reborn in the Pure Land or not? I have always thought that we who practice being mindful of the Buddha should wish that all those who do the same practice are able to be reborn in the Pure Land, regardless of whether they are able to know in advance their time of passing, time of pass away, or whether auspicious sign appears. It seemed like everyone had the opportunity to be reborn there, but don't have certainty about it. Actually, we all know that if we truly make the vow to be reborn in the Pure Land, we will certainly be reborn there. According to my observation, spiritual power matters less than the power of karma, and the power of karma matters less than the power of vows. But many people are not strong in their determination. They are stubborn, just like Usto Sutra saying, stubborn in their habit and nature, and don't do as they say. Many people make vows with their speech, but only a few actually practice according to the vows. When they are about to die, they often go according to their personal karma and the collective karma. They then fall back into the wheel of rebirth because they did not truly make the resolve to be reborn in the Pure Land.
所谓往生，往生这个观念呢，我们要了解往生的观念，有往不一定往，要生一定生，业障消除，自然就生。也就是说经上所谓的心净国土净。阿弥陀佛等圣众来接引我们的时候，是我由我们真心自性现在其前，而不是求一个外相来接引，那是一个课程，不是一个主体。外来的相是外道，所以说我们多了解心外求法，即是外道，即是非佛法，这样的一个观念，我们学佛的人，也就是念佛的人，都要有这样的一个一般的知识常识。
In Chinese, the word for rebirth involves two characters: is to go and to be born. Rebirth not necessarily means going to somewhere.But if we want, we will for sure be born. When our karmic obstacle disappears, we will be reborn. The sutra say, with the pure mind, the surrounding environment will also be pure. Amitabha Buddha and other sages come to greet and guide us is because of our true mind and self nature appear in front of them, not looking for an external image to guide us. All the marks from outside is external way. It is a saying, if we are seeking Dharma outside our mind, we are not a true Buddhist. We will be far from the way, or so-called the externalist.
我们在经论上能够发现所谓的自性弥陀唯心净土，那么我们在经论上也发现我们所谓的佛如来的三身，法身、报身、化身是三身一体。那我们在那个弥陀的弥陀的论证上，弥陀的书论上面讲，信愿行也是所谓的三支一体，只要有真信切愿，必定往生。净土中的第九祖偶益大师在弥陀经的注解注论上曾经说过，往生于佛在于信愿，念佛功夫决定品位。所谓发愿往生，就是要发菩提心愿，然后放下沙婆的凡情。所以真正的发心，就是要我们从自性中自然发菩提心，其所展现的功德就是诸佛的诸佛我心众生三心一体。此处的我已经把妄念执着的小我已经融合到所谓诸佛的 智慧的功德以及慈悲的行愿上去了。因此往昔所造的业障由妄想执着结出来的相呢，我们在舍报的时候其实就是舍业报，舍业报的目的呢，就是要成就所有的众生。那么在体相用的相上呢，指的就是要慈悲喜舍，也就是智慧本体融入佛之见，慈悲的用展现在众生行愿上。
According to Sutra and Shastra, Amitabha comes from our self nature and pure land also within our mind. The Dharma body, retribution body, and transformation body, all these three bodies share the same substance. Faith, vows, and practice also share the same substance. As long as we have true faith and strong vow, we will certainly be reborn in the pure land. Great Master Oyi, the ninth patriarch of Pure Land School, mentioned in Amitabha Sutra commentary, like this, whether be reborn or not is up to faith and vow. The stage of reborn is up to our effort of practice. Make a vow to be reborn is to bring up Buddhi resolve and let go our ordinary attachment. To bring up our resolve is to develop our Buddhi mind from our self nature. Its merit and virtue is to find out that Buddha, my heart, and living beings share the same distance, a substance. We transform our false thinking and attachment into Buddha's wisdom, virtue, and conduct of compassion. Our previous karma came from false thinking and attachment. When we renounce our retribution body is to renounce our karmic retribution. And its purpose is to help living beings. Compassionate, joyous giving is the appearance of our substance. When wisdom meets the Buddha's views, we can apply the function of compassion on the conduct of living beings.
念头的功夫呢，就是要对治我们的人我执、法我执，这种我执都是一个很巧妙、善巧方便的一个法门。最主要的是对治我们的根本的烦恼，也就是淫欲心的贪生、嗔恨心的仇杀。要对治所谓的生杀二心，首先要用佛号一生一生真诚清净的念下去。 来清除我们八识田里面的那个坏种子，原来有的那种所谓的贪欲心跟所谓的憎恨心。那么功夫念久了以后呢，自然而然就成片，就能够让我们的那个旧习气能够扶住压住，然后呢再深一层的时候能够转化，再更深一层能够把它断除掉，也就是所谓的灵光毒药窘脱六根，那最后呢能够把它消融到我们的自性，这样就是所谓的功夫已经练到所谓的已经大到三昧的境界。
We use the efforts of reciting Buddha's name to reduce the attachment of self, including attachment of self and attachment of Dharma. This is an expedient practice in order to eradicate the mind of killing and the mind of sexual desire and clean the bad seeds in our eighth consciousness. We practice reciting Buddha's name with sincere and pure mind. If this effort really solid and really strong enough, we can first overcome and subdue it. Then we can transform this bad seeds. And next one is to cut it off and finally transcend it in the last stage.
环境跟圣意如果相结合，能够达到所谓的同体通性，就能够超度世间出世间。这就好像最近有一次，最近我在圣城啊参加一次告别法会上，看到我们在前面摆了一个西方三圣的图像，上面写了一副对联，这副对联写着叫做清净庄严超圣众，慈悲喜舍度群伦，这一副所谓的超度的一个对联呢，就是代表的是上求佛道，下化众生，清净庄严超圣众，就是所谓的上求佛道，慈悲喜舍度群伦，就是下化众生。那么这个三圣里面，阿弥陀佛结了一个手印，也就是说他的姿势告诉我们，左手他表现的左手是一个平等清净手印，上面持的一个莲花，正是告诉我们，只要我们念佛的人，莲花就能够成就。将来如果阿弥陀佛来接引我们的时候，他手上就是拿你平时念的那一朵莲花来接引你。这个是一个第一个手印，正是示现我们要上求佛道清净庄严。他的右手呢是施愿的接引手印，也就是要下化众生，下来就是要所谓的下化众生来接引众生的一个慈悲喜舍。所以左印代表了离体，右印代表了事相，事相依着离体，离体融到事相，自然能够让我们信愿力行。
When the ordinary emotions and affection combine with the saintly nature and share the same substance, then we can transcend the worldly matters. Recently, I attended a funeral service in CTDB for elder nuns and saw a matching couplet in the picture of three sages of the West, Pure Land. It read like this: superior, pure adornment, surpass other sages, compassionate and joyous giving, cross over all living beings. This is the meaning of fulfill the Buddha's path and transform living beings. The mudra of Amitabha Buddha's left hand represents and teach us to practice equality and purity. He holds with a a lotus flower. This lotus flower represents our vow. We petitioner. When we be reborn there, this is the lotus flower. And the mudra of Amitabha Buddha's right hand represent giving and guidance. Guiding all living beings. Left mudra represent principle. And right mudra represent specific matters. Specific matter rely on principle. If the principle and specific matter mutually integrates, we will develop faith and vows and apply it to our practice.
Now, 我们修行人啊，平时要立誓念心啊，照镜化性。平时念佛的目的是要培养我们的信心、愿力的功德、资粮的正行，让我们能在平日日常生活接受境界的考验，做得了主，睡梦中也做得了主，生病的时候也做得了主，临终的时候也做得了主，甚至在中阴投胎要转世或者是要往生也做得了主。依我们 坚信切愿，一定要回家，一定要回极乐世界，我们大家的家的这种决心，去洗涤我们的毛病习气。同时呢，我们平时对好的境界、顺的境界要懂得舍，对坏的境界、逆的境界要学会的人，以僧人来修福，以华人来修慧，把我们平时培植的福德经过智慧的观行力转化成为功德，再把我们点点滴滴的积功累德的净因正因啊，敬业的正因全部回向往生西方极乐世界究竟菩提的道果上。
你没关系，好，
这就是我们所谓的哦。同时呢，哦，同时我们，哦，我们同时不能够再留在轮回哦六道里面，一定要在此报身完成我们客气的完成我们哦完成我们的志业，然后呢才有能力再回到娑婆来化度众生哦，来满我们的菩提心愿啊，来满我们的菩提心愿。那时常保持安适的身心。去消融一切环境的现象，老实念佛，一句佛号念到底，其他多尽混随混就好，一定能在今生满我们的宏愿，来生行菩萨道。这就是无量寿经上告诉我们，往生一定要发自诚心、身心回向发愿心的三生成就真正的意涵。
We train our mind in our daily life. The purpose of reciting Buddha's name is to develop our faith and vows, create merit and virtue. Let us be self-mastering during daily life and self-mastering in our dream. When we are ill, even when we are dying, or when we are in the intermediate life between this life and next life, or between this life or to be reborn, or rely on our strong faith and vows, and solid vow. We must return to our home, return to the home of ultimate bliss. Go there to wash and clean our bad habit. We should not attach to what is in our favor and be patient with the adverse circumstances. Practice patience with living beings is to cultivate our blessing. Practice patience with Dharma is to cultivate our wisdom. And transform all these blessings into merit and virtue. Furthermore, transform merit and virtue into the cause of pure conduct and completely transfer to the fruition of ultimate Buddha and Western Pure Land. If we want to avoid from falling back into the wheel of rebirth and be able to teach transformed living being in this Saha world, we must accomplish our goal in this life, keeping our body and mind peaceful to deal with all the specific matters. Faithfully and single-mindedly recite Buddha's name regarding other matters, other ordinary matters, just in accord with the condition. Make sure we will fulfill our vow in this life and practice Bodhisattva's path in the future life. The Limitless Lifespan Sutra tells us if we want to be reborn in the Western Pure Land, we must bring up sincere mind, deep mind, and the mind of transferring our vows. These three minds are actually three in one, and it is the true meaning of this three mind, three all in one.
在这里，我要诚恳的跟大家共勉。我在前几天呢，在这边有一天天气蛮热的，我没有到农场去做，已经那一天超过100多度，所以说没有到农场了。我在办公室偶然的因缘呢，看到我们的虚云老和尚的《方便开示录》，这本《方便开示录》是他在他117岁的时候讲的开示录，里面有一句非常非常诚恳的一句话，他说他已经活到大把年纪了，前面的这一段呢，他认为我们修行人现在是讲的很多，做的很少呢，最重要就一定要要怎么样呢？他告诉我们一定要持戒念佛，或者是持戒参禅，一句佛号念到底，一句话头参到底，这样就对了，那其他闲话少说。所以说今天不得已我在这边讲，还是一句老话，今天我们是持戒念佛，或者是持戒参禅，这两个法门通通一样能够所谓的能够出脱离苦海，能够往生极乐世界，那就是我借的所谓虚云老和尚最后这两句话来与大家共勉。
A few days ago, because the heat, the weather over 100 degrees, very hot, so I not work in the organic farm. I went over to the office, and over there I have opportunity to read one instructional talk by the Venerable Master M.T. Crow, Xu Lao. Within his instructional talk, I find out he is almost 117 years old. At that time, his talk is exhort, his tell the fellow cultivators, most important is uphold precept and investigate chan, or uphold precept, recite Buddha's name. These two is most important. Whether it's just concentrate on one your chan topic, or concentrate on be mindful of Buddha and never give up. And this is the most important regarding my talk tonight, that just waste the audience time. But I want to just emphasize these two is the most important in order for us to cross over the suffering of the birth and death, the sea of the birth and death.
但愿今晚在座的同修大德悉发菩提心，同生极乐国，阿弥陀佛，谢谢大家。
May all of us bring up our Buddha resolve, all of us here tonight, all be reborn in the land of ultimate bliss. Thank you all.